Simen Samach Sif Dal. Yeshayim she'ein mitzvah sviras kavona. Though that say mitzvahs do not need kavona. Kavona over here means before I do the mitzvah, I don't mind. I'm doing this mitzvah to mekayim the tzivui, to keep the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do this mitzvah. Yeshayim she'tzviras kavona. Others said, no, before you do a mitzvah, you have to have in your mind explicitly that I'm doing this to mekayim the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through that, you're going to be with the mitzvah. So the Mechaber takes a stringent opinion that one has to have kavona before he is yotze his mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham in the name of the Radvaz that which we pass in the mitzvah tzrichas kavona is only mitzvah d'oraisa, not mitzvah d'rabbanon. The Maisa, he says, it's not so poshut. He says, if you're going, is not mechalik, and the Shulchan Aruch in various places mashma that by brachas even of the rabbanon one has to have kavanah to be yotze. Also, he adds that the Chayyim says in a case where it's clear that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, the person's taking a lulav. Why in the world is he holding a lulav if not for the mitzvah? Or could be putting on tefillin. It's also something unusual that it's obviously doing for a mitzvah. Then we say menastam l'shem mitzvah, even though you didn't be kavanah think about it. Saying Krishma, it's not so clear you're saying Krishma because maybe just reading for the Torah. But if you're saying Krishma also together with the brachas, that's also enough to make it minastam, the shame and mitzvah. So the Maisa, Mishbura ends up that those who did not have kavana, but they were doing these type of mitzvahs that are clear that they're doing mitzvahs, then we can rely with the Evid on the Schayodim, that that's considered the shame mitzvah. You don't have to do it over again, but lachatchila, it is a proper thing before doing a mitzvah to have in mind, I'm doing this in the shame mitzvah.